suddenly the only person on the submarine? Anybody? Are you serious? Lost power again? Hello? This is Ruth Tanner in the conning tower. Is anybody in the engine room? We're on emergency power here, and I... Oh. There we go. Oh, hello? Is, someone there? Oh, hey! What's going on? The lights cut out, and... Wait, what are you doing? Is that a knife? Wait, stop! No! Get off me! Help! Help! No! Stop! Stop! Stop!
Welcome to Solve, the interactive mystery podcast where you don't just hear about crimes, you solve them. Each episode will present you with a different case inspired by a true crime. You'll interrogate suspects, piece together evidence, and investigate the crime scene. You're the detective. This is your case. Can you solve it? Solve presents Going Under.
I already told you what I know, and that's nothing. I mean, I don't know what happened to her, but yes, of course I knew Ruth. We were both getting our PhDs in biology, both specializing in biotech, both fighting for top spot in the class ever since we started the program. It drove her crazy, but for me, it was just, you know, friendly competition.
Okay, everyone, that's time. Pencils down. If you don't know the answer, you'll never get it. Let's place your quizzes in the basket on the way out. Have a good weekend. Meg, Ruth... Yeah, can I grab you two for a second? Thank you.
Oh, God, I hope it isn't so he's curving this again.
Seriously, Meg, when have you ever gotten below the curve?
It's not about that. It's about some snotty undergrad riding my coattails. Doesn't that bother you?
I'm just focused on graduating, and an undergrad's not gonna stop me from getting a good placement.
Ooh, did I hear placement? Because that's exactly what I wanted to speak to you guys about. Now, I know you're both focusing on bioprospecting for your theses.
Yeah, both of us.
And I mentioned this to EI Diagnostics, and they were ecstatic. Well, you know, as excited as those guys get. That's exactly where they're focusing their cancer research right now, and they wanted us to place someone with that expertise. And I mentioned both of your names.
Wow. Thanks, Professor Strand. That's great.
It is.
Yeah, it's great. Did you say someone, as in,
yes,
like...
Yes, they only have room for one placement this year. So, knock them dead with your theses, and best of luck to both of you.
Meg didn't even have any interest in bioprospecting until I started researching it. You know, it must suck, just being so devoid of original ideas like that.
I hear you, babe. But what I said to you was, I miss you.
Oh, yeah. You too.
So, you're both gonna be fighting it out for this placement then?
Yeah, except I think I found my secret weapon. You know, Philip Wallace?
The billionaire?
Yeah. You hear he's built his own submarine?
No, but that sounds like the kind of toy those guys are into.
Well, apparently it's not just a toy. He wants to use it for deep sea exploration to advance medical research. Bioprospecting.
And knowing you, you've already called up his company and...
Spoken to two assistants and his personal secretary. Billionaire Phil agreed to meet with me next week. If I can talk him into bringing me on his team, I could get first-hand experience on a dive. And how would that look in my thesis?
That's cool, Ruth. Really. But can we just not talk about school for the rest of the night? We never get to see each other. I just want to have some fun.
Okay. Yeah, fine.
Good.
Hey, girl.
Kara.
Hey, Kara.
Oh, hi, Jake.
Are you hanging out?
Nah, just popped in to say hi to a friend. I've got to get to work. You want to walk me out?
Yeah, sure. I'll be back in a minute.
God,
What is Jake doing here? I thought you were breaking up with him.
Oh, I am. I don't know. I'm procrastinating.
Rip that Band-Aid off, bitch. You are clogging your pores with his bad vibes. Look, when it's done, you can actually concentrate on your thesis.
I know. I've just had a really stressful enough week as it is, and I'm finding out Meg and I are up for the same placements, keeping my anxiety at a steady 11.
Did you hear anything from that Wallace guy?
Yeah, actually. He wants to meet me this weekend, but
What?
I don't know. Second thoughts. Everything I read about this guy makes him sound like a cliche hedge fund asshole.
So you bite your tongue while he puffs his chest out, and you get to do all sorts of cool science shit on his supervillain submarine.
Okay, biting my tongue I can do. I'm just worried about what else he'd be expecting from me. He's married, but there are stories.
Okay, this is an easy one. Meet him, introduce him to me, I'll fuck the horny billionaire playboy, and we'll all live happily ever after in his underwater lair. Okay, I gotta run. Good luck with all the men in your life.
Oh, God. All right, thanks, Kara. See ya.
Bye, honey.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Yeah, don't mind me. I was just playing pool by myself.
Come on, it's just Kara.
It's not just Kara. You've been so crazy focused on school lately.
Well, getting my thesis published is kind of a big fucking deal, Jake.
Yeah. First it's the thesis. Now it's this billionaire guy.
Well, my thesis and Philip Wallace are currently connected, and my career is... Look, I've just got to say this. Jake...
Oops! Not interrupting anything, am I?
No, Meg, we were just leaving.
Come on, I thought we could shoot some pool, have some beers. Jake?
Ruth wants to go, so...
Oh, well, if Ruth wants to go...
Yes, Ruth wants to go. Bye, Meg.
This has been the worst 2 days of my life. I want to know what's going on. Ruth, she's not just my girlfriend. She's family. She's my everything. I don't know. She was acting weird earlier, and I mean, it's just been a really strange day.
For Ruth?
Yep. Thanks for the ride.
Everything all right?
Listen, Jake. I've been meaning to talk to you about... something.
Yeah, I've been meaning to talk to you about something, too.
Oh, fuck. Just hold on a sec, okay? Hello?
Is this Ruth Tanner?
Yes, it is.
Ruth, Philip Wallace.
Hi, Mr. Wallace.
Philip, please. Phil would be even better.
Right, Phil. Thank you so much for calling. As I'm sure your secretary explained to you, I'm really interested...
Want to go on a dive tonight? I'm going under in about an hour. You want to see how all this works, right? Rich Dick playing submarine captain?
yeah, absolutely. I
good, just... good. Why don't you meet me down at the port, Dock 55? I'll pick you up.
What did he say?
Driver? Sorry. Can we add a stop, please?
So where is this guy?
Jake, you seriously don't have to be here.
I'm not letting you get into a submarine alone with this guy. Wait, are you saying that you'd rather I not be here?
No, it's just... Didn't we say that we had to have a talk?
Yeah, we did. So let's have it. Ruth, I've been thinking it over, and I think it's time. I want you to move in with me. Ruth?
That's what you wanted to talk about?
Yeah? Why? What were you thinking?
That we've been drifting apart for a long time and we should go our separate ways.
What? That's what you wanted to talk about?
Hey, Ruth. Ah. Hi there.
Phil, this is Jake, my boyfriend.
Well, nice to meet you both. Come on aboard. Plenty of room for everyone. She's diesel-electric. The design is a mix of classic battle sub and modern comfort. So we've got our conning tower up here, that's the classic, and our luxury cabins down there, that's for comfort.
Wow, looks like you've got a mess hall down there.
Well, classic and comfort.
Our chef is absolutely incredible. You know, Jake, why don't you hop in, grab something to eat while Ruth and I talk shop? Sergey will make you anything you want.
I guess I'll meet up with you guys later then.
Great! Right up this ladder.
You know, after the war, they started moving control rooms into the center of the ship. So you don't really see conning towers like this anymore.
Wow, yeah, it's pretty cramped up here.
Yeah, that's why I like it. I can be at the top of my sub, calling the shots from here. All by myself if I want to be. So, you're writing a thesis. You must be bored out of your mind.
Well, I like what I study, so...
Oh, come on. Someone as young and pretty as yourself? You should be out living, traveling, experiencing things. Not stuck with your nose in a book.
Shall we continue the tour?
Yeah, absolutely. Right this way. And this is my cabin.
Wow. This looks more like a city condo.
Have a seat on the couch. You want something to drink?
Maybe just a water.
You know, I don't really drink that much myself. A bit of a lightweight, really. So what have we got? Sparkling or regular?
Regular's fine, thanks.
There we go.
So, you're kind of going into the opposite direction of the billionaire space race. Literally.
Yeah. You know what? Let those guys fight for what's up there. I want what's down here. There's a whole world teeming with life and discoveries waiting to be had. Like, for example, the cure for cancer.
Yes, exactly. So you've heard that the study of deep-sea sponges has shown some promise?
Oh yeah, I have. And that's what I want this sub for research. Not just drinking margaritas under the sea. I could use someone like you on my team. It would probably help your boring-ass thesis.
How deep can we go in this?
Unfortunately, we're limited to 1,500 feet. But I've got a two-man explorer. We could go down as deep as you want. How about it?
Now?
What, are you busy?
Whoa, what's that? A power outage?
Yeah, we've been having some glitches in the engine room lately. It's nothing serious. The power cuts as a precaution. Someone will get it back up and running in a minute. We've got emergency lighting till then. It's good mood lighting, isn't it?
Maybe we should just go find Jake.
Oh, I'm sure he's fine.
Yeah, but it's really dark, and I should probably go find him. Why don't we talk some more later?
Sure, no problem. After you. I'd never heard of Miss Tanner until she started calling my office nonstop. She was very adamant about meeting. Of course, I was skeptical. Honestly, I was surprised by her interest in the subject. But I'm always looking for smart people to work with. It kills me that something like this would happen on my sub. But honestly, I couldn't venture a guess about what actually happened. Other than to say, she was having issues with that boyfriend of hers.
Wow, this kitchen is like the size of my apartment.
You have a good time with Captain Moneybags?
Jake, come on. Can you not be weird about this?
Oh, I'm being weird. Yeah. I heard there's a bowling alley in here somewhere. Maybe I'll go check it out.
Ugh, finally, they got the lights back on. Oh, you must be Ruth.
Hi.
Sugar? Oh, yeah, sorry. She's always acting strange when we get below 1,000 feet. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Anne, Philip's wife.
Oh, hi. Wow, it is so nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Well, can I fix you a drink?
Oh.
I have a special margarita recipe, and the staff here never get it right.
No, thank you. I'm all right. Thanks.
Suit yourself. You know, you're not the first young thing he's invited down here, and you won't be the last. Philip's got his nasty little habit.
Oh, no. I'm just a student that's studying.
Yeah, well, we've been married only 3 years now. I'm wife number 3, you know, but I know him. He tinkers away at whatever fascinates him. This year it's the submarine, next year God knows what, but he always comes back to me. And comes bearing the best gifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That bracelet is really something. Yeah, are those charms gold?
Are you serious? They're 14 carats, honey. Look. There's even one for my little sugar.
Oh, hi.
Look, a girl. I wouldn't touch her.
Sorry. Okay, well, is Phil around? We were just talking before.
Oh, yeah, this place is so big it's easy for people to get lost. But don't worry, I'm sure he will find you.
You know, I think Jake and I need to get going. So maybe I'll go look for Phil and...
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. You go look for Phil. Bye-bye. They say animals have a sixth sense, you know. Take my little sugar, for instance. She can sniff out bullshit from a mile away. No wonder the girl ran off. Should have seen the look on her face when she realized I was his wife. I know what she was up to. Believe me. Bambi's looking for you.
Could you not call her that, please?
She wants to go home. I hope there's not trouble in paradise.
We'll surface just as soon as I can fix this.
I can't believe you're doing this again. I talked to her, Philip. She is a child.
She is a grown adult trying to write a paper.
Oh, is that what this sub is? Just some underwater midlife crisis to lure young girls?
Damn it, Anne, I don't have time for your shit.
I don't want another with your little whores hanging around, okay? You pushed me for the last time. Do you hear me?
Everybody fucking hears you, Anne.
Well, I hope so. I mean, I barely talked to the girl. She was... whatever. Kind of bland, impossibly young. I mean, I could be her mother. Treated me like it, too. I mean, she was, like, wide-eyed and all self-involved. You know, Phil probably brought her over just to wind me up. It's his thing. You know, he's always bringing some young ingenue to upset me, to see how far he can push me. Oh, is it hot in here? I need a break.
Look, all of my interactions with Miss Tanner were strictly platonic. Hell, she barely wanted to talk to me after my wife scared her off. I brought the sub to the surface, we said our goodbyes, and she was the one who decided to come back down the next day. That's it.
Hey, babe, I've been looking all over for you. I called you like 100 times yesterday.
Hey, Care. Yeah, sorry. No signal underwater.
Underwater?
Shh.
You shush, cretin. Wait, you went on that guy's sub?
Yep, with his wife and Jake.
Ugh, woof.
Woof is right. Made even more awkward by the fact that Phil really quickly invited me to go to the bottom of the ocean with him on a mini sub.
Oh. My creeper sense is tingling.
Oh, mine too. Anyway, I guess that's a dead end. Now, Jake is on his way to meet me, so I have that conversation to look forward to.
Yikes. Ugh, good luck with all that. I've got to run, but call me if you need me, okay?
Yep. Thanks, Kara. See ya.
See ya. Oh, wait, is that him? Is that... fine.
Hello?
Ruth? Philip Wallace.
Oh, hi, Philip. What's going on?
Look, I just wanted to say, I hope my wife didn't offend you. It has nothing to do with you. You know what I mean?
Really, it's fine.
And I hope I didn't put you off by suggesting we go down the Explorer together.
No, I appreciate you offering.
I just thought it'd help with your paper, but I'm actually taking a fellow student of yours down in the sub tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, someone named Meg? Enterprising young lady. I managed to get a hold of my private email. Told me all about the paper she's writing. Crazy coincidence, right?
Mm-hmm. That is a crazy coincidence.
At any rate, Ruth, you're welcome to come too if you're not doing anything.
You know,
Can't believe we're back here.
You didn't have to come.
And just have that breakup conversation hanging over my head while you're underwater with poor man's Elon Musk?
All right, everybody, just watch your step.
I wasn't expecting it to be so big.
Ruth!
Ruth? What are you doing here?
Well, Phil invited me.
Oh, you're both writing the same kind of little paper there, right? This'll be great. Come on, everybody aboard.
You conniving.
Oh, you're one to talk.
Okay, yeah, I overheard her talking about Phil at the bar. It's not like I copied her paper or looked over her shoulder during an exam. I was just genuinely interested in amateur naval vessels.
diesel electric. The design's a mix of classic battle sub and modern comfort.
Oh, great. Another one. Ugh.
You know what, Meg? I'll take you up to the tower. I'm gonna go ahead and start our dive.
Hey, Jake. Sorry about all this.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on, don't be like that. I didn't mean for it to come out the way that it did yesterday.
You broke up with me out of the blue.
It wasn't out of the blue. We've been growing apart.
Oh, that's bullshit.
And for a while now,
you know,
and I just...
The only reason that we've been growing apart is because you spend all your time working on your stupid thesis.
Oh, my career's stupid now?
You know what? There's a gym in here. I'm gonna go and see if they have a punching bag because I feel like hitting something right now. Yeah, I was heartbroken. I thought she was committed to me. To us. Of course it made me upset, but... What? Was I ever violent? No! Why would you even think that? I'd never hurt anyone. And that stupid campus citation does not count. I got drunk at a frat party and I pushed over a bike cop on my way home. But I would never, ever hurt Ruth.
Now, did I need to put an art gallery in a submarine? I don't know. But I figure this way I have it if I need it. Ruth! Hey, everything okay with you and,
Everything's fine.
Great. Great. Hey, Meg, I was telling Ruth, I have this Explorer mini sub. You can really go deep in it. Hey, you want to go for a dive?
Oh, well, Ruth would come too, right?
Oh, sorry, it's a two-person sub. It's a tight squeeze as it is.
Well, you know, I think I want to check out some of these paintings for a bit.
Oh. Sure, I'll leave you two to it.
I thought you would have gone.
What are you implying? That I'd sleep with some rich asshole just to get that placement?
No, I didn't say that.
That's
I just...
so typical of you. Ruth was Little Miss Perfect. She was always judging me. Ruth was smarter than me, okay? And I don't fault her for that, but what I couldn't stand was that she never missed an opportunity to remind me.
Oh, welcome home, darling.
Drinking? Again?
What else am I supposed to do down here? Shall I make you one?
I'll pass, thank you.
Come on! Doctor's orders. So, you brought a backup floozy in case the other one breaks down?
They are only interested in the science, Anne. Trust me.
Oh, of course, dear. I'm only teasing. Here. A peace offering?
Thank you. You know I love you, right?
Mm-hmm. I love you too, sweetie. To us.
To us.
Cheers.
Look, I already told you, Anne made me a margarita. She makes them strong. I don't drink that often, so I ended up falling asleep. When I woke up, everyone was screaming, and Ruth was dead.
Suddenly the only person on the submarine?
Anybody?
Are you serious? Lost power again? Hello? This is Ruth Tanner in the conning tower. Is anybody in the engine room? We're on emergency power here, and I... Oh.
There we go.
Oh, hello? Is, someone there? Oh, hey! What's going on? The lights cut out, and... Wait, what are you doing? Knife? Wait, stop! No! Get off me! Help! Help! No! Stop! Stop! Stop!
You've reached the end of the investigation. It's time to decide who you think Ruth's killer is. Here are your suspects. Her jilted boyfriend, Jake.
We've been growing apart.
Oh, that's bullshit!
And for a while now,
you know,
and I just...
The only reason that we've been growing apart is because you spend all your time working on your stupid thesis.
Her rival classmate, Meg.
Ruth was smarter than me, okay? And I don't fault her for that, but what I couldn't stand was that she never missed an opportunity to remind me.
The billionaire, Philip.
Damn it, I don't have time for your shit. Everybody fucking hears you.
Or Philip's jealous wife, Anne.
He tinkers away at whatever fascinates him. This year it's the submarine, next year God knows what. But he always comes back to me.
We'll be back with the answer after a word from our sponsor. Now it's time to find out who killed Ruth. Ruth's killer was Philip's wife, Anne. She was fed up with Philip constantly flirting with younger girls.
You know, he's always bringing some young ingenue to upset me, to see how far he can push me.
And she became convinced he was cheating on her with Ruth.
I can't believe you're doing this again. I talked to her, Philip. She is a child.
Knowing that Philip is a self-proclaimed lightweight, she made him an extra strong margarita.
Shall I make you one?
I'll pass, thank you.
Come on. Doctor's orders. So, you brought a backup floozy in case the other one breaks down?
With Philip out of the way, Anne tracked Ruth down and killed her.
Oh, hello? Is someone there?
And there would have been no way to tell that Anne was behind Ruth's murder, if not for a gift from Philip.
That bracelet is really something. Yeah, are those charms gold?
Are you serious? They're 14 carats, honey.
The telltale jangle of Anne's charm bracelet could be heard during the struggle, revealing her as Ruth's killer. This episode was inspired by a true crime that took place in late 2017 when a bright journalist was tasked with interviewing an entrepreneur that had access to his own submarine. The entrepreneur invited the young woman onto his submarine, where she was ultimately killed on board and her remains left out to sea. Ruth was played by Ava DeLuca Verley. Jake by David Hack. Kara by Katie McClellan. Philip by Joe Sanfilippo. Anne by Kat Bayless. Professor Stand by Patrick Cavanaugh. Meg by Natalia Del Riego. This episode was written and directed by Jennifer Helen Coates. Executive produced by Walt Palmer and Corey Surge. Produced, recorded, and mixed by Salt Audio. Recorded at Bang Zoom Studios. Edited by Zach Jurich for Salt Audio. Sound design by Zach Pino for Salt Audio. Original music and score by Noah Gersh and Jamie Sheffman at Salt Audio. Casting by Romy Stepman. Casting assistant, Daisy Laura. Production coordinated by Liz LeMay. Next time on Solve. A bank robbery comes to a bloody end.
We're now receiving confirmation that among the two dead at the attempted Crown Trust bank heist is Eddie Doyle, leader of the Doyle gang of bank robbers who have been terrorizing citizens across the Northeast.
Frank. Eddie. Yeah. No, I can't believe it.
But did someone tip off the cops?
Tell me how the bank manager gets the code to the fucking vault wrong!
Listen! The alarm didn't make a difference. The cops were already there.
Okay. Somebody called the cops. And it had to be someone in this room.
Tune in next week to find out.